This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, wa ala rasulillah, brad. The question with regard to kafara or fidya, the two words. Kafara is when there is a mistake and making amends for the mistake. It's like paying a fine. So if you break your fast deliberately, right, unknowingly the fast does not break. While you are fasting, if you forgetfully eat something, the fast does not break. So there's something to remember. Obviously you should be careful, but if you happen to eat something because you forgetfully, then the fast is still intact. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, complete the fast. But if you deliberately break the fast, then the kafara for that is to release, pay for the reliefs of a slave, or to fast continuously for 60 days for every fast that you break. This is to understand the seriousness of that, right? Fast for 60 days continuously, meaning, of course, you take suhoor and iftar, but meaning one after the other 60 days. Or if you are physically incapable of that, meaning if you are sick and so on, it's not a question of saying, oh, I feel tired, I know. But if you are physically, medically incapable of that, then to feed 60 people. So this is the kafara. But usually the question is about fidya, which is some, what can you pay in case you cannot fast. Now, two things to understand. First of all, when you say cannot fast, cannot fast permanently. So some medical condition because of which you cannot fast from now until you die. For example, people have very high diabetes, very severe diabetes or something like this, some heart problem and so on, where the doctors have said, look, you cannot fast, it is dangerous to your life. Now in such a case, it is permissible to pay somebody else to fast on your behalf, and the fidya for that is to pay them for suhoor and iftar for the whole month. Right? They do that every year throughout your life. But if the fasting cannot be done for some temporary time, for example, a nursing mother, for example, through the women when they have their periods, for example, if a lady has given birth to a child just then, so she can't fast, those days you cannot pay a fidya for this. Those days have to be made up after Ramadan is over. So once Ramadan is over, then she can fast, and this would be the khada fast for the ones that she missed during Ramadan. The same thing applies to a man for whatever medical reason. If he cannot fast, or if he's traveling, he cannot fast, then he must make that up after Ramadan is over. I hope this is clear as far as the issue of missing of fasting is concerned. Fasting is a pillar of Islam. Deliberately, we cannot miss it. It is not possible to do that. So please make sure that we fast correctly and at the correct time. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.